This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello everyone, hello everywhere, welcome again to another edition of The Happy Station, broadcasting to listeners in North America on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band, as well as South America. And for those who, of course, are out of that region, you can tune in to, and you probably are, at the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net. So good reception to wherever you may be. I've been very fortunate in that a number of listeners have been sending me some air checks about how the show sounds. And I actually have to admit, I'm quite impressed. A few of them have come in from Western Europe. But most of them, however, are coming in from North America and South America, where the signal is much clearer. But there are a few out there, I probably refer to you as crazy people, like myself, who want to try to tune in via shortwave to a part of the world that the signal's not even being broadcast to. So hopefully reception is good at your end. Today is June the 4th, 2009, and we actually have a number of things to get to today. I'm going to tell you later on about the show coming up at 15 hours UTC today, which is going to be a special program called A Tribute to DXers. Now, to find out more about what all that is about, stay tuned. And some of you may have already heard the promo, which has been running, so you're already in the loop. But I will tell you more about that later on. Also coming up, we have another Happy Station classic moment from the late 1960s with Eddie Starts and Tom Mayer. And a lot of other stuff as well to get to. So you can say it is a packed program. We also have this week's birthday greeting going out to a longtime listener of Happy Station all the way in India, whose name I will try to pronounce. And if I want to apologize right now before I do it, because I know he's going to be listening. So I apologize right now if your name sounds like something totally different. So hopefully you'll get a good laugh on your birthday as well. Anyway, let's kick off with our first piece of music. Let's take a listen to the Mike Sam Singers, who in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and also 80s appeared on a number of recordings as backing group for other singers, but they also recorded their own albums. So let's take a listen to one of the tracks right now. The song is called Things Are Swinging, the Mike Sam Singers here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
Things are swinging, birds are singing, and just what do you think those bells are doing but ringing? 'Cause they have to ring and make this whole thing rhyme. And you know that things are swinging all the time. If the news is what the blues is, then we better just practice up on our ones and twos is. 'Cause where love is, you can always find a rhyme. And where love is, things are swinging all the time. It's as simple as a dimple. Just remember that you can find some brand new swinging ideas underneath your hat, like an ocean that's in motion, like the wind that's blowing the boat right into the shore. It's the livingest thing to live and breathe and keep on laughing up your sleeve. Things are swinging and they'll keep swinging some more. Doo-dip, 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 doo-dip. Ba-dip, doo-dip, 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 doo-dip. It's as simple,
simple as a dimple.
Just remember that you can find some brand new swinging ideas underneath your hat, like an ocean that's in motion, like the wind that's blowing a boat right into the shore. It's the livingest thing to live and breathe and keep on laughing up your sleeve. Things are swinging and they'll keep swinging some more. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Livingest thing, live and breathe, keep laughing up your sleeve. Things are swinging and they'll keep swinging some more. Keep on swinging and swing right out the door. No more.
In magnificent mono, the Mike Sams Singers with Things Are Swinging, beginning today's edition of Happy Station at 1 hour UTC for listeners in North and South America on 9955 kilohertz. A number of people have been signing up to the Facebook page that I've set up, so I want to say a special hello to a number of you. Tim Partolo, who lives in Charleston, South Carolina. Xintao Li, who actually works for Deutsche Welle in Shanghai. Alan Day, all the way in Toronto, Ontario. And Dira Eccles, who lives in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So hello to all of you, and thank you very much for joining the Facebook page, which if you want to do is very, very simple. If you already are a member of Facebook, just do a search for The Happy Station Show and then join the group. And on The Happy Station Show, you'll be able to listen via podcast the archive programs that have aired, as well as to get updates of upcoming programs and find out what listeners are saying and what they want to know and everything. And also one more, which is actually quite interesting. We have one here, actually, which I was very surprised about, but Harris Whiteback, who I found out later on, after checking his profile, is the CNN correspondent in Mexico City. So I was very surprised that he actually listened to Shorewave. So hello, Harris, as well. Okay, well, let's move on to a little music. And then when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the special program that we have coming up at 15 hours UTC today. But first, here's ABBA, Should I Laugh or Cry, on the Happy Station.
Thank you.
Shall I Laugh or Cry? ABBA here on the Happy Station. Okay, earlier on I said that coming up today at 15 hours UTC will be a special program. The show is going to be called A Tribute to DXers. Now, I have to explain to you how the whole idea came about. Ian McFarland, a name that many of you may know. For many years, he hosted the SWL Digest on Radio Canada International and also another show called Innovation Canada. And then in the early 90s, he spent, I think it was 2 years, in the English service of Radio Japan. Well, for those who used to listen to the SWL Digest, you may remember, or for those who didn't listen, he did a series of interval signals that would present interval signals from not just international broadcasters, but also stations, let's say, that broadcast in Russian only to Russia. There was a whole series. Anyway, a number of those were released on cassette at the time. And Ian is now retired and living in Victoria on the west coast of Canada in British Columbia. And he's already released 2 CDs, which is made up of material from that original series that aired on RCI. Well, Colin Newell, who runs the website dxer.ca, now is a friend of Ian's, and they've put together another series. So this got me thinking. Because June the 4th, today, was the 20th anniversary of many events that happened around the world. Number one was the change of the political system in Europe. There was the Tiananmen Square incident and many other things. The world changed a lot 20 years ago. And this new CD series takes a look at international broadcasting then and international broadcasting today. So the show that I'm doing... coming up today at 15 hours UTC, which, by the way, will be repeated June 11th at 100 and 1500 UTC, is going to look at a number of different things. It's going to be looking at the jamming done by China and Cuba. We're also going to be looking at how the jamming signal was discovered on satellite, the main feed that's sent to the different transmitter relays. I'll be joined by a member of the BDXC in the UK. Stuart Parkins, one of my former colleagues at China Radio International, will join me with a funny anecdote which involves food, and you'll have to tune in today at 1500 to find out more. Bob Zanotti is going to join me with a funny anecdote about Sinpo, and also Ian McFarland and Colin Newell. And that's coming up today at 15 hours UTC. And it will be repeated on June the 11th at 0100 and 1500 UTC. So let's now have a little bit of a, how we say, teaser about what is coming up in that program. Here's Colin Newell.
In the year 1979, the average shortwave listener would not have given a second thought to the longevity of radio. It had, in fact, always been there. TV had been the competing media for over 30 years, and in light of its success and its inability to replace a more basic form of communication, the common theory at the time would have been, radio is here to stay. And this is what it would have sounded like.
This is the General Overseas Service of All India Radio, calling listeners in the United Kingdom and West Europe, and also in Australia and New Zealand.
By 1989, we, the radio enthusiasts, would have been proven wrong, and the landscape of radio would be changed forever. One of the most seminal events was the dismantling of the Berlin Wall in November of 1989. Ironically, this one very significant geographical change would have far-reaching implications to the fabric of broadcasting. In another corner of the world, near Seattle, Washington, a young software engineer named Bill Gates was about to unveil a home computer operating system called Windows 3.0, and it would, in part, change the way we receive, process, and manage information. At the same time, around North America and Europe, the digital age was rapidly emerging in the form of the handheld wireless telephone, the cell. And with it, a totally new way of delivering voice communications and ultimately a myriad form of entertainment, digital music. It was in 1987 at the prestigious Fraunhofer Institute that a low bitrate audio coding project named Eureka, Project EU-147, was being developed, and this would become MP3. And every aspect of how we produce, deliver, and receive radio and TV media would change forever. In the year 2009, things have most certainly changed. Some for the better, others not so much. And as a longtime broadcast listener, I'm happy to announce that all is not lost. Although many longtime shortwave broadcasters have long since left the air, the opportunity for radio excitement remains. And what the future holds, that chapter has yet to be written. And in our CD series, Yesterday and Today, our panel of experts will explain how we got here from there. 30 years of radio broadcasting, yesterday and today.
Thank you very much, Colin. And I want to remind you again that program is coming up today at 1500 UTC. It will be repeated June 11th at 0100 and 1500 UTC. Happy Stations tribute to DXers. And I have a number of guests from the VOA, the BDXC, and somebody from China Radio International, Swiss Radio International, Radio Canada International, and of course, Colin will be joining me as well. So stay tuned for that. Okay, time for more music. When we come back, we'll go to this week's birthday greeting. So here's Cilla Black with a song actually originally composed by John Lennon and Paul McCartney for her called Step Inside Love, which was also the theme song to her TV show. Here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
Step inside, love. Let me find you a place where the cares of the day will be carried away by the smile on your face. We are together now and forever. Come my way. Step inside, love, and stay. Step inside, love. Step inside, love. Step inside, love. I want you to stay. You look tired, love. Let me turn down the light. Coming out of the cold, rest your head on my shoulder and love me tonight. I'll always be here if you should need me. Night and day, step in. When you leave me, say you'll see me again. For I know in my heart we will not be apart, and I'll miss you till then. We'll be together now and forever. Come my way, step inside, love, and stay. Step inside, love. I want you to.
Cilla Black, Step Inside Love. Okay, if you want to write me, it's very easy, but I'll tell you right now, get a pen and paper handy, because I'll be giving out the postal address later on in the show. And as you know, you should have a pen and paper handy because it's like reading the Gettysburg Address. It's incredibly long. But the email address is simple enough. It's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's P like Peter, C like Charles, J like Jim. Or peace, cheer, and joy, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. All right, now time for this week's birthday greeting. The birthday actually falls on the 2nd of June, but we're not transmitting on the 2nd of June, so we have to do it today. So now time for that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, our birthday greeting this week goes out to a listener in Bangalore, India. And I'm going to attempt to pronounce your name. Sivramprasad Kapagantu, which I know is incorrect, but you said I can call you Siva. So, Siva, happy birthday to you and many, many more. And also, thank you very much for your support for the return of the Happy Station. So going out to Siva on this June the 4th, we're going to take a listen to the Sky Masters with Song of India. Song of India by the Sky Masters for Siva all the way in Bangalore, India. Well, it's now time to get to some of the correspondence. So we're now just wait for our Pony Express to arrive at any moment. Okay, well, the first one comes from a listener in Germany. He lives in Cottbus, Germany. His name is Han Gosh Shan. And he heard the program on May the 7th from 15 to 1555 UTC on 9955 kilohertz. And he sent a detailed reception report with all kinds of information. So thank you very much, Hans. Your QSL card is on the way. And I want to thank you, by the way, for sending a postcard from Germany, from the place where you are. And this postcard is now up on the wall. And I'll be uploading some pictures, by the way, of the studio where we record the show. So you'll see some of your letters up on the wall and postcards and everything else. We now cross all the way to Troy, Michigan in the USA from Joseph B. Joe Miller. Or is his name Joe Miller? Or is he call himself Joseph? Oh, here it is, Joe Miller. He sent details from a program that he listened to on April the 9th, which is some time ago. So thank you very much, and your QSL card is on the way. And the next one here is from Sherwood Park, Alberta, from Mickey Delmange. And he says, greetings from Western Canada. Thanks for bringing back the Happy Station. I've really enjoyed the programs so far. So, Mickey, thank you very much. And I appreciate getting your reception report and letters. So your QSL card is also on the way. Now, if you want to write me, it's very easy to do. All you have to do is get a piece of paper and write the address down that I will give later on in the show, so you have a little time to get it. Time for more music. We're going to take a listen to Al Martino with a song called Mary in the Morning. And when we come back, a Happy Station classic moment, or rather I should say two Happy Station classic moments.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning. When through a sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. When I awake and see her there so close beside me, I want to take her in my arms. The ache is there so deep inside me, and nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, chasing a rainbow in her dream so far away. And when she turns to touch it, I kiss her face so softly, and then my Mary wakes to love another day. And Mary's there in sunny days or stormy weather. She doesn't care, cause right or wrong, the love we share together. Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the evening, kissed by the shades of night and starlight on her head. And as we walk, I hold her close beside me, all our tomorrows for a lifetime we will share.
Al Martino, Mary in the Morning. Now time for a couple of Happy Station classic moments. We're first going to take a listen to a program that, well, an excerpt of a program that originally aired in 1969 on November the 16th, when Eddie Starts, the creator of Happy Station, announced after 40 years, or rather after over 40 years, his retirement from the Happy Station. Now, I have to tell you, you have to listen carefully to the way he says retirement and other words as he introduces Tom Meyer.
Very much to my regret, and not without a sad feeling in my heart, I have to announce herewith my retirement. My retirement from the Happy Station at the end of this year. The show, however, must go on. A new period lies ahead. With the understanding that the International Happy Station program is as such to be continued under the same name, but now to be produced by a new man, a talented young colleague, already on our staff since several years, to carry on the task of spreading goodwill and universal understanding in the well-known Happy Station manner. Not as a copy of my personal conception of the program, but as a completely new and modern version and presentation with new ideas and angles and the execution of same. Now, my friends, here is my message of today. The name of your future host and program producer announcer is Tom Meyer. Tom Meyer. Spell M-E-Y-E-R. Well, I don't have to spell Tom, do I, Tom? Tom is an expert linguist and a much traveled person with a fine international background who will be delighted to take over the helm from me to serve you, starting from the beginning of January 1970. He will then take care of all English as well as Spanish Happy Station programs. I'm asking you, listeners, that means you, to give him your confidence and full support for the difficult task that lies ahead of him. It is for this reason, my friends, that I take sincere and great pleasure in presenting my successor, Tom Meyer, to you.
Eddie Starts, the creator of Happy Station, who hosted the show for over 40 years, introducing Tom Meyer as his successor from November 16th, 1969. And I can tell you, when I listened to that clip, I just had this feeling of, I don't know, the air in the studio sounds so thick you can probably cut it with a knife, just by the way he says retirement. Maybe his teeth are grinding together. Anyway, a few weeks after that broadcast, Tom Meyer was on the last show that Eddie did at the end of December before Tom Meyer fully took over as host on January 1st, 1970. So, to introduce our next piece of music, let's take a listen to Tom Meyer as he bids his farewell to Eddie Starts and introduces a song for Eddie Starts.
Now, I have one more tape left, and I have to tell you a little something about that tape. As you may know, on the 16th of November, I made my first entrance into the world's largest happy family. And on that occasion, I sang a special song for Mr. Starts and for Happy Station on the occasion of its 41st anniversary. I would like to sing a song again, but this time it's not a special song. Well, it is a special song, but the lyrics were not especially written for this occasion. It's a well-known song. It has existed for quite some time. But I think that the lyrics are quite appropriate at this point, where the listeners will have to say goodbye, and Mr. Starts has to say goodbye to his listeners. I'm, of course, privileged because I'll be able to see Mr. Starts now and then, but still I would like to say, good luck, God bless, wherever you may go.
Sunshine follows you. Oh, everywhere you go, skies are always blue. Just children love you. They seem to know you bring roses right out of the snow. The whole world says hello. The little devils that you bring bunches of roses right out of that snow. Oh, hallelujah, the whole world says hello. Hello.
Tom Meyer dedicating a song to Eddie Starts on the last show that Eddie Starts did way back in 1969 in December, just before Tom Meyer took over as host of Happy Station on January 1st, 1970. Okay, so if there's a classic Happy Station moment that you remember, let me know, because Tom has many of the original tapes. And he's been very kind at spending hours sometimes trying to locate them. And I could just picture him saying, what did you ask for? I said, well, I want a show from 1972, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're wearing a blue shirt and gray pants. And he'll go, huh? Drive him crazy. Okay, coming up on a future edition of Happy Station, I will be joined by another music legend, and that will be Steve Lawrence. Now, you know that name, married to Edie Gourmet. She had a number of hits in Spanish and also in English, of course, more in English. And they did a lot of duets together, and Steve Lawrence was part of the whole lounge crew of the 1960s, you know, like Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and Frank Sinatra and everything. So Steve Lawrence, coming up on a future edition of Happy Station very, very soon. So let's take a listen now to Steve Lawrence with Bewitched, the theme song to the TV show of the same name.
Bewitched, bewitched, you've got me in your spell. Bewitched, bewitched, you know your craft so well. Before I knew what you were doing, I looked in your eyes. That brand of woo that you've been brewing took me by surprise. You witch, you witch. One thing is for sure, that stuff that you pitch just hasn't got a cure. My heart was under lock and key, but somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad to be. Bewitched. My heart was under lock and key, but somehow it got unhitched. I never thought my heart could be had, but now I'm caught and I'm kinda glad that you do that crazy. By you.
Steve Lawrence with Bewitched, the theme song to the TV show of the same name. Okay, well, hopefully you've been running around trying to locate a pencil or pen and piece of paper. If not, you have to write it on your hand or write it on the walls or write it on the ceiling or write it anywhere. But here goes the address if you want to send in your reception reports and receive the Happy Station QSL card. The address is, normally I would say very simple, but this is not very simple. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. And you're all wondering, is this guy taking speed because he's read it so fast? I'm still writing Happy Station. Well, I'll say it again a little bit slower. Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47. That's number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31. Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N 1, Section 1, Sanmin Road, I'll spell Sanmin for you, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, I-N like Norman Road, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, you know how to spell Taipei, Taiwan, ROC, which stands for Republic of China, and the zip code is 22070. Now, if you didn't have time to write that down, because maybe I said it too fast again for some of you, you can send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com, and you can get all the information, including the Skype ID for Happy Station at the WRMI website, which is www.wrmi.net. So let's squeeze in one little piece. So let's squeeze in another piece of music. Here's With a Little Help from My Friends. You know the song, but the version we're going to take a listen to is by Arthur Lyman. Thank you. Arthur Lyman with a little help from my friends, our last piece of music on this show. Now, once again, I want to remind you to tune in today at 1500 UTC, that's 15 hours UTC, for the special edition of Happy Station called A Tribute to DXers, which will also be rebroadcast at 0100 and 1500 on June the 11th. And the program, some of my guests will be, well, my guests will be, let me run them down for you, Bill Whitaker from The Voice of America, Mark Savage from the BDXC, that's the British DX Club, Stuart Parkins, formerly with China Radio International, Bob Zanotti, you know where he's from, Ian McFarlane from RCI and Radio Japan, and Colin Newell. And that's coming up today, so tune into that, and that's going to be my special program for all the DXers out there, longtime shortwave listeners, as well as new shortwave listeners as well. And I also want to remind you again that if you didn't catch the stream of the show or the transmission, you can listen to it again at 10 hours UTC on World FM in Tawa, New Zealand by logging on to their website, which is www.worldfm.co.nz. That's www.worldfm.co.nz to catch the program at 10 hours UTC this coming Saturday, the 6th of June. Okay, so to end off, that's all we have. Once again, check us out online at our Facebook page. Do a search for The Happy Station, and our email address, once again, is pcj.happystation@gmail.com, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Well, I'm going to leave you right now, but I'll see you again very, very soon. So until next time, my friends, the only thing I can say right now is so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC. This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.